There are some situations that can only happen in Utah. Most of you know that my wife, Sally, and I are Latter-day Saints. You also might have heard me mention at some point that Sally works for Senator Mike Lee. She's his executive assistant and handles his state schedule and many other administrative duties. Like most saints, Sally and I have church callings, one of which is to home teach or visit a family in our ward on at least a monthly basis. A few months ago, we were assigned to home teach a new family that moved into the ward. Wonderful people, decent people, happily raising their small family. Just the other day, out of nowhere, I read in the newspaper that the father of this family we home teach had announced he was running for the United States Senate against Senator Mike Lee. Only in Utah could Sally and I home teach a family whose husband and father is running for political office against Sally's boss. Of course, when we had first heard the news, we were led to this man's campaign website and we noticed something odd, but not uncommon in a campaign setting. The Mike Lee that Sally and I know is not the Mike Lee described by his new opponent. And that got me to thinking about a lot of things. I know politics doesn't encourage transcendent personal behavior. The object of campaign politics is to win, not lose. And under those circumstances, our political system places a high premium on winning at any cost. Still, I thought about Senator Lee's new opponent, the man I home teach. He's a decent guy. I wondered how such a decent guy could get Senator Lee so wrong. This man's campaign theme seems to be how reasonable, constructive, and transcendent he would be as a new senator. And yet much of the language on his campaign website describing Senator Lee is anything but transcendent. Again, I understand politics is horrible on the human spirit. More often than not, it brings out the worst in us. As candidates, we put ourselves out there. It often feels very personal, just committing to run for public office. And then when we're attacked by political opponents, it actually becomes very personal. We know all that. But if we know all that and still desire to transcend politics as usual, why do we fail so often? If Senator Lee's new opponent is branding himself as the transcendent candidate, the one guy who will finally make Washington, D.C. work for the people because he alone somehow has the right personality or experience to change a corrupt system, why not be transcendent with Senator Lee? Why not start his quest on a transcendent, not negative and divisive note? Honestly, it's objectively impossible to say that Senator Lee is part of the problem in Congress, unless, of course, you're saying that Mike Lee is a go-along-to-get-along crony politician. But he's not that. It's objectively impossible to call Mike Lee an extremist, as this new candidate does time and again, unless by extremist, this opponent thinks that being, quote, reasonable means being a lapdog for the Washington establishment. And it's objectively impossible to portray Mike Lee as a divisive personality unless you define divisive as mere disagreement or principled. Anyone who has ever met him knows Mike Lee is about the most transparent and decent man in Congress. Even President Obama, a friend and opponent of Senator Lee, knows that. But what really fascinates me is how one decent guy gets another decent guy all wrong. But maybe we're not decent if we don't take the time to get to know our so-called opponents. Maybe we're not really decent if our default judgment of another human being is to objectify them. So, as I usually do, I began some self-reflection. Throughout my years in Utah politics, I am quite sure political opponents believe I have objectified them by calling them names or unfairly labeling them somehow. And I'm quite sure that my opponents would be correct at times. Nobody's perfect, right? And yet, all of my years in Utah politics have been spent trying to transcend politics as usual. When I have disagreements with others, typically I talk with the people with whom I disagree. I try to understand them and help them understand me, even opponents with whom I disagree vehemently. Transcending politics as usual is not just forcing yourself to be polite to others. It's actually seeing other people as you see yourself. Now, that too could be part of this mystery. Maybe these candidates see themselves as something they're not. In their heart of hearts, maybe these candidates realize their own lack of self-confidence and are faced with the uncomfortable reality that they're not the leaders they imagine they are. In effect, they're objectifying themselves. And under those circumstances, it's easy to see why they might objectify opponents. If they can't see themselves honestly, there's nothing stopping them from seeing others dishonestly. I'm Paul Miro. Thanks for listening.